Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. I'm so blessed that you can tune in with us again on this day, and I pray that your day is very blessed and that you're favored and that you're thankful wherever you are around the world today. Let's just go ahead and give God a great big hallelujah praise, for he is worthy of all the praise, all the honor and the glory, saints of God. So we welcome you to today's broadcast. Today we're going to be talking about living in the fullness of Christ. Living in the fullness of Christ. And we're going to be coming from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. That's going to be the foundational text that we're going to use for today's lesson. So I pray that you'll go ahead and get your Bible, your paper, pencils, so that you can be prepared to take notes and study along with us. This is very important that you search the scriptures to see whether the things that we say are so or not. So definitely take the time to do that, saints of God. And so as we talk about this week's lesson about living in the fullness of Christ, there are three particular areas that I'm going to talk with you about as we go through this week's message. And one of the areas that we're going to talk about is spiritual fullness in Christ. Second thing we're going to talk about is freedom from human rules. And third, we're going to talk about live as those made alive in Christ. And so these will all be part of the fullness of living life in the fullness of Christ that we talk about today. So before we begin, let's go ahead and take a look at our first section of scripture, and then we'll get a word of prayer. Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 10. And I'm reading from the NIV. Verse 6 reads, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is head over every power and authority." Let us pray, saints of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today. We praise you. We magnify and exalt your holy name. We thank you, Father, today for every person listening by the sound and hearing of my voice. I thank you for their health. I thank you for their wealth. I thank you for their salvation, Father. I thank you for the living word that we're reading today, which tells us that we have been made in the fullness of Christ. And because we are in his fullness, O God, we will experience living life to the fullness and abundance of love and joy and peace. Father, we thank you that we receive it today, that we're free from human rules, that we have liberty in Christ Jesus, for whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Father, I pray that you'll help each person listening to my voice today to live as those who have been made alive in Christ Jesus, and we thank you and we praise you for it now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name and by his Holy Spirit, we thank you. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Again, saints, we're talking today about living life in the fullness of Christ. I want you to say that with me. Living life in the fullness of Christ. Yeah, so if you think about this word fullness, we know when Jesus talked to his early disciples in one of the particular portions of scripture, I believe it was in John chapter 10, verse 10, where he says, "For the thief cometh to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come that thou may have life and have life more abundantly. Another translation says, I have come that you may have life and have life to the full. So that goes right in line with what the Apostle Paul is saying to the believers in a place called Colossae when he wrote this letter to the Colossians. And this is what the Holy Spirit is reiterating to each and every one of us today. The same words that Jesus spoke in John 10:10, the same words that Paul spoke here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, is that in Christ you have been brought to fullness. So let's understand what that word fullness represents. Let's break down a little bit more what Jesus says, having life to the full. Now, the definition for fullness is the state of being filled to capacity. The state of being filled to capacity. That is that whatever could go in has gone in. And that there's nothing else that can go in. When your joy is filled, there's nothing else that has to bring you joy. And this is what Jesus says again to his early disciples, that I want my joy, you to have my joy, and that your joy will be filled. That your joy will be filled. And so we want to be filled to the capacity of the fullness of God. Paul says again in another letter in Ephesians chapter 2, he says, I want the saints to mature to the fullness of the measure of Christ. So this is a very common theme that was mentioned by Jesus, and Paul mentioned it often in his letters. For I believe that Paul had experienced this fullness himself, that there was nothing else that was a priority for him other than seeking first the kingdom of God and then his righteousness, which is he wanted to do things God's way. And this is what happens to each and every person who is touched by the Master. This is what happens to each and every person who is filled with God's Holy Spirit. Someone who is filled with His Spirit. And this is what, and that's why as we look at the book of Acts, we understand more about why the apostles went out with such great boldness. Because it says in Acts 2 that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And so what do you think will be the results in the lives of each and every person, even today, who is filled with His Spirit, who would have life and life more abundantly, a life to the full? What about those who have joy and that their joy may be made complete, a full? And this is what Paul is saying to the Colossians. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying to each and every one of us today, that we can live life in the fullness of Christ as well. And so as we take a look at these portions of Scripture from the book of Colossians chapter 2, Christ wants you to be in a state of being filled to capacity with the fullness of God, fullness of joy, fullness of peace, hope, hallelujah, temperance, goodness, favor. He wants you to live life in the fullness of God. And this is what happens as you think about one of the Old Testament texts in Psalm 23, I believe it is, when he says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means since the Lord is my shepherd, I live life in the fullness, and seeing that I am filled, I have no need of anything else. Somebody said hallelujah. Simply goodness and mercy follows me now every day of my life. When my cup overflows, I'm living life in the fullness of God. Is there anybody listening to my voice today who wants to experience this life of living life in the fullness of Christ Jesus? Well, I want you to know today, saints, that not only was it good for the psalmist in the Old Testament, not only was Jesus' words good for those who heard him utter them on the day that he uttered them, not only was the fullness of God relevant to those who Paul wrote this letter to, but it is relevant to each and every person who is listening to my voice today. Every person who can open up their hearts and minds to receive the Lord Jesus Christ can experience life in the fullness of Christ. And so as we take a look at this letter again, a little more in depth in Colossians chapter 2, You see, Paul first began by exhorting the believers not to be deceived by anything that would distract you or that would try to take priority over your relationship with Christ Jesus. For those of you who have not yet accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm sure that you can relate to living a life where you're not experiencing the fullness of Christ, where you're not experiencing fullness of joy, fullness of peace, fullness of hope. In fact, there may be someone listening today who may be discouraged and may be about to give up hope. I want you to know today that God has you listening to this broadcast for a particular reason today, for He wants to give you the fullness that only comes through Christ Jesus, having a relationship with God through faith in Christ Jesus. So as Paul reminded the early believers in this letter of second chapter of Colossians, we see at verse 6, he says, "So then," now that means that he was saying something earlier, and let's start off with what he was saying earlier. In verse number 1 of chapter 2, he says, "I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those in Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that you may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Verse 4. "I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is." So that was the introduction to this second chapter that we're reading today. And then that leads into what we began with our foundational text. So after saying that he did not want them to be deceived by anything, wanted to remind them that they should be encouraged and united in love so that they can have the full riches of complete understanding, that they may know the mysteries of God, namely Christ. Hallelujah. And so with that introductory statement, Paul continued where we picked up at in verse 6. Says, "So if this is the case, so then, children of God," and I say to each and every one of you today, "so then, I want you to be encouraged in heart today. I want each and every one of you to be united in love. I want each and every one of you to have the full riches of complete understanding in order that you may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." This is why we're speaking to you today by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that you can experience the spiritual fullness that comes from living life in Christ Jesus. So then, as Paul continued in verse 6, "just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, I encourage you, saints, to continue to live your lives in Him." And one of the ways that Paul says you can continue to live your lives in Him is to be rooted and built up in Him. That is to be encouraged in Him, be encouraged through Him, be encouraged by Him, that may strengthen your faith just as you were taught, and that you will experience, in verse 7, overflowing thankfulness. Somebody say, "Thank you, Jesus." Yes, 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 thanks. When we live life in the fullness of Christ, we experience overflowing in different areas of our life. And remember, the definition that we use for fullness is that the state of being filled to capacity. So once you feel to capacity with something, or when you feel with something, when more of that comes, that results in overflowing thankfulness. Somebody ought to say thank you today. For no matter what situation or circumstance you find yourself in, the fact that you're listening to this broadcast ought to overflow in thankfulness unto God. Well, that means God is aware of your situation and circumstances. He wants you to know that, yes, I hear you. Yes, I care. And yes, I understand. Somebody said thank you. Today we're talking about living life in the fullness of Christ, and we're taking a look at Colossians chapter 2, and we see where Paul is encouraging the early believers, and I pray that this message will provide some encouragement for each and every one of you listening to my voice today. So again, he says, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Verse 80 goes on to say, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human traditions and the elemental forces or elementary principles of this world rather than on Christ. Don't allow people who come up with things that sound good but do not result in good in your life. There are many empty promises that people make. There are many false prophets and false apostles and false teachers in Paul's day, just as there is today. So he says that when you realize where the source of your fullness is, don't let anyone deceive you into trying to find another source. In this case, the apostle says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow, that is empty, or deceptive or false philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elementary principles or spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. Verse 9. For in Christ, this is the reason why I say, do not allow yourselves to be deceived by anything other. It don't like us to be anything else as a substitute or as an alternative to the life that Christ has promised you, that the life that only Christ can give you. For he says in verse 9, for in Christ, all the fullness, some of that be all the fullness. All the fullness of the deity, or all deity is another word for God. In Christ, all the fullness of God lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. So, seeing that the fullness, all the fullness, that means everything and anything created in heaven or earth, in the earth, air, land, and sea, all the fullness is in Christ. And he says, and this is relevant for every person who has accepted Christ, this is the reason why we could and we should be living life in the fullness of Christ. If we are basing our hope on him, as opposed to any other human tradition or philosophy. So we see that in verse 10 again. In Christ, you or we have been brought to fullness, which means that he, being Christ, is the head over every power and every authority. Hallelujah, thanks to God. So there is no reason, as Paul says to the Colossians, to follow after any other. Same thing is true for us today, seeing that all the fullness of God is in Christ, and we have been brought to fullness in Christ. We can rest assured that he is the head over every power and authority. And this is how, and this is why we as believers in Jesus can live life in the fullness of Christ, which is actually in the fullness of God. This is why the writer in the Old Testament text can say, once the Lord God is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why? Because all the fullness of God is in him. And if I'm in him, I'm filled with the fullness of God. So I shall not want, because I'm filled. We can see why Jesus says in John 10:10 now, that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I, Christ, have come that you may have life and life to the full. This is what Christ has promised each and every one of us. This is why Jesus said one of his missions for coming to the earth was, is that we who believe in him, who have turned away from following our own ways and seeking first now the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he has come that we may have life and life to the full. Today we're talking about living life in the fullness of Christ. Somebody give God praise today. So saints of God, I don't know what type of experience you're having with God, but this is the type of experience God desires for you to have. The experience that the Old Testament psalmist says, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet and still waters. He anoints my head with oil, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This is the experience that God wants each and every one of us to have, saints of God. This is the experience that you can have today. And this is the experience that I pray that if you are not experiencing, that you begin to experience, because you were destined to live life in the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. So we see that as we embrace the words that God has spoken for us from Old Testament, we embrace the words that God spoke to us in the form of Jesus, for Jesus was God in the flesh, about having life to the full. We can embrace the words that the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write to the church in Colossians that we're looking at today, where he says, in Christ you have been brought to fullness, that you are in a state of being filled to capacity with whatever is deficient or missing in your life. You're going to experience wholeness, where you are complete with nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. This is the state of experience that God desires for us to experience, saints of God. This is the state of being filled to capacity with the spiritual fullness of God that each and every one of us are entitled to. So I pray in the name of Jesus today, the one who is filled with the fullness of God, the one who has brought us to fullness, and the one who is head over every power and authority. I pray now today in the name of Jesus that in him, as Paul says to the Colossians, that they were circumcised with a circumcision that was not performed by human hands. That at one time, just as they were once self-ruled by their flesh. But now that they have come to Christ, just as we, I pray, have come to Christ, we are not circumcised by human hands any longer. We've been circumcised by Christ. And therefore, having been buried with him in baptism, in which we were also, even now, we have experienced a resurrection to new life, which brings us to our faith in God. Paul says in verse 13, and I say to you today, saints of God, outside of Christ, we were dead in our trespasses and sins, but in Christ, we are made alive. Paul says in 13th verse, he says, when you were dead in your sins, in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ, just as Christ rose again. Paul says to the Colossians and all of those who were dead in sin and uncircumcised by Christ, that Christ Jesus has now or offers you a new life in him, a life of fullness, a life of completion. Hallelujah, saints of God. He says the reason why you can receive this now, in spite of your prior condition, is because of what happens at the end of verse 13. So you, God made you alive with Christ, and he forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness which stood against us and which condemned us. Christ, Paul says, has taken that away and nailed it to the cross. And so seeing that Christ has taken the penalty for your sin, seeing that Christ has circumcised your heart, that means that what happens in verse 15 is for each and every one of us who have accepted Jesus. He says that he's taken away our sin, which was a charge of indebtedness that stood against us. That sin condemned us, but Christ has taken it away and nailed it to the cross. And by that, he has disarmed the powers and authorities that were holding us captive. Come on, somebody give God praise. And Jesus made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. Over them who? Over every power and principality, over every spiritual wickedness in high places that Paul talked about in his letter to the Ephesians. For he says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of darkness in high places. But Christ, hallelujah, this is why we can experience life in the fullness of Christ. It's because Christ has disarmed those powers and those authorities by triumphing over them by the cross. And this is why today, children of God, we can have life. We can live life to the full. This is why we can make the Lord God our shepherd and we shall not want. Hallelujah. This is why Jesus says you can ask what you will and it shall be done for you. Whatever you ask in my name. Why? Because I have disarmed the powers and authorities. I have canceled the charge of legal indebtedness that stood against you. I have forgiven your sins. And so that you can live life in the fullness of Christ. Oh, thanks to God. I give God praise today for giving us this word. I pray that each and every one of our hearts will be open even now. Whether you have believed on the name of the Lord Jesus or not, I pray that each and every one of us come in agreement with this word today. That we will open our eyes, that the Spirit of God will open our eyes. Give us full understanding today, Father. Break us free from any deceptive philosophy that depends on human tradition. Break us free today, Lord God, from every elemental spiritual forces or every little spirit or principle that tries to deceive us from following after you. For Christ, you have given us life and life to the full. We thank you today that our lives are being restored and renewed even now, even being transformed by the renewing of our mind as we listen to this message, as we meditate upon the words that have been spoken and that are speaking to us even now by your Spirit. Father God, I pray today that you will loose every person that has already been buried with you, that you will raise them through their faith, just as Christ was risen from the dead. And we thank you today that we have life and that we have life more abundantly. We thank you, Lord God, for being our shepherd. And we shall not want, because through Christ Jesus, we can live life in the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen.